It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about Halloween because it's coming up quickly. And if you haven't done it already, it's time to pull out your Halloween decorations.
Yes, ours have already gone up around the house, and we've discovered that you really don't have to spend a gazillion dollars to make the house look good on Halloween. Last year, my daughter and husband made a lot of our decorations. They used the big pom-poms and then pipe cleaners to make cute black spiders. And then they used fishing line to hang them up on our tree branches out front.
That's a great idea. And she'll probably always remember making those with her dad, too.
Yeah.
Your decorations are really cute, and it seems like there are two camps when it comes to Halloween decor. It's either cute or gory. And I'm not a huge fan of the gory stuff, probably because I have a six-year-old at home, and that stuff can really freak out the little kids.
Yeah, some of it's just too lifelike for my taste, too. And if your house is decorated with the gory stuff, you might not get as many of the younger trick-or-treaters, because my daughter, I know for one, would refuse to go up to any house that had fake severed heads on the front porch.
Smart girl. Well, I guess the gory decorations are pretty popular with teenagers, so you just got to know who your audience is. Another thing to keep in mind with decorations is that you really don't have to have a ton of it. If you have a decoration in every little nook and cranny, you end up with sensory overload. So find a few pieces you really love and show those off.
Have fun decorating this year. For more tips, go to our homepage at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.